Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something interesting. And how about we start with something new that you can try and have some fun with? How about some karaoke? That's right. Apple Music has just unveiled a brand new feature that's going to turn tens of millions of its top songs into karaoke tracks. It's called Apple Sing, and here's how it works. Just tap on a slider button to lower the vocals, and then you can sing in time with the music and lyrics show. You just enter the lyrics view, tap on the mic, and then you can just go ahead and start singing. I mean, karaoke is great, but you need to have just the right songs. So to help you out, I've taken some time, and I've made a database of some of the worst carpool karaoke songs ever. And you know what I'm going to call it? Cardi B. Yeah? Cardi B? Like Card... All right, if you have to explain it, it's just not that funny. But DB, short for database... All right, I'm going to try to get better, I promise, because after all, it's the Kim Komando Show. It's the nation's largest show about all things digital, and you're about to get more tech smarts because every single thing now is a tech thing. And you can find the Kim Komando Show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app, and we're streaming on demand 24/7 over at getkim.com. And if you're a brand new listener, I'm so glad that you're here. And if you're a regular listener, hey, welcome back. And you can also hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. All right, every single day I scour the news wires and the press sites, and I probably visit at least 30 different websites to make sure that I am always up to date on all things digital. And this is part of the show where I like to talk about consumer tech. And we're going to start off by talking about Amazon. It's going to be offering you $2 a month for letting them keep track of everything that you search for on your phone. $2 a month. So we're talking about Google, YouTube, Facebook search history, everything, the mundane searches, the embarrassing searches. You're going to hand it all over to Amazon so that they can put in your profile for $2 a month. It has a fancy pants name. It's called the Amazon Shopper Panel. Doesn't that sound so nice? I want to be part of the Amazon Shopper Panel too. You can get $2 a month, as I mentioned, for your phone's traffic, and then if you want to send them 10 receipts that you purchased from companies outside of Amazon, you can get a $10 credit. Oh, isn't that nice? The Amazon Shopper Panel. Now, before you let Amazon take a deep dive into your search history and everything else that you buy, they say on their website it's going to help them make the ads to you more relevant. Yeah, they're also going to figure out what other people are buying that's not on Amazon. So here's the deal. My advice, don't be a two-buck schmuck. All right, number two on our list, you didn't know that you didn't have this and you didn't know that you needed it until now. It's going to be there. What? When you use Google Messages and you're chatting with somebody else, you're like, oh, this is just between us, right? Not really. Google chat groups haven't been end-to-end encrypted, so that means anybody could take a peek at your chats as they were being sent over the company networks and over the internet. So finally, we have a privacy plus for Android users. Google's now testing end-to-end encryption in group chats. So that means if a sender encrypts a given message to a bunch of people, it's only going to be visible for those people inside the chat. Makes sense. It's been a long time coming, and it really should have been something that was there long before now. But let's think about encryption. How far back does encryption go? Now, you may not know this, but the Egyptians were really concerned about security. So how do we know? Anybody who was important got encrypted. That's right. Thank you. Number three, Apple's getting some encryption too. When you send messages on your iOS phone, tablet, computer, and assume everything's just safe, well, not so much. Messages have always been end-to-end encrypted, but they didn't if you saved them to the iCloud. So that means if you ever stored messages or automatically backed up your entire phone into iCloud, those messages were not encrypted. So your messages were not fully private. Not anymore. Apple has fixed this with Apple's iOS 16.2 latest update. And so now we're going to have end-to-end encryption too. So make sure that you get that update. I would explain how encryption works in iCloud, but I'm just afraid it would go over your head. Oh, number four, you're going to love this story, dropping into thin air. That's right. Back in September, I told you about this here on the show, that a guy on a Southwest Airlines flight from Houston to Cabo thought it'd be super funny for him to just airdrop a naked pic to everyone on the plane. Well, airdrop, in case you don't know, is let you send files, pictures, videos from your iPhone to another iPhone with just a tap. There are some security settings for starters. You just don't want to have it set to everyone so that everyone in the world can airdrop directly to you. We want to make it to only contacts. So in the same update that I just mentioned with encryption, Apple's putting a 10-minute cap for you to share airdrop files with everyone. After that, it reverts to contacts only. Why the change? Protests in China. That's what's happening. See, they're using airdrop over there to overthrow the government. And that's what, and if you start thinking about what China has and Apple, well, Apple manufactures most of its products where in China. But is Apple rolling out this change worldwide just to be nice? Not really. Because now, because it's rolling out worldwide, nobody can say that Apple's bowing down to China. So anyway, the captain of that Southwest Airlines flight handled it so well. Here, take a listen to what he said after he found out that the naked picture was being airdropped on his flight.
He's doing that. So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
That's right. We just want to go to Cabo. So he told them what he wanted in plain English. And finally, this coming in at number five, someone will buy these, just not me. We learned a lot from the pandemic, didn't we? We learned how to wash our hands, the importance of having enough toilet paper, and it's a royal pain to wear a mask, and it's a nightmare to wear a mask with AirPods, earbuds, headphones. Well, thanks to this new Dyson technology, you can now listen to music, podcasts, and this great radio show and get purified air delivered right into your mouth. The noise-canceling headphones come with a motor, fan, and air filters for each ear cup. So air is sucked through the filters. That's the technical term, I'm sure. Capturing, they say, pollutants and allergens. And then this purified air is then channeled to your nose and mouth via the visor, which is magnetically attached to the bottom of the headphones. Let me just tell you, it looks like a snorkel mouthpiece that is attached to your head. Dyson says it's 97% effective to getting clean air to the lungs. But there's still that problem of talking. Isn't there? You know, after years of listening to people talk with masks on, doesn't it remind you like Charlie Brown sometimes, like, wow, 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 wow. Okay, whatever. These Dyson air purifying headphones are expensive, $949. Wow. And if you want to know my opinion about the Dyson air purifying headphones, let me just tell you this. I'm not a fan. Did you get that? No. Oh, okay. All right, coming up, we have some really insider secrets about how professionals use, professional techs, use the TV in their hotel room. And then I have a special call. Oh, I'm super excited about how a soldier is using an Apple Watch. Really, really great story. You don't want to miss that. And then later on this hour, we're going to talk about how you have to watch out for these holiday scams that are spreading. Of course, you have more of me, and we have more of your phone calls that you don't want to miss. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're just too shy to come on a national radio show and a big-time podcast, that's okay. I get it. You can always drop me your question via email on my website. That's the easiest way, by the way. I know you can also drop them on social, but I read every single note that for sure that gets sent to me over at commando.com. And in the right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And speaking of, we're giving away a $500 Amazon gift card you can enter to win right now over at commando.com/win. That's commando.com/win. And how about we get this party started with Alice in Salem, Arkansas. Hi there, Alice.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, anytime. So how can I lend a hand?
I've listened to you for quite a while. I just want to tell you that I discovered your show by accident, and I've been listening ever since, and I've learned a lot, so I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, that's sweet of you to say, Alice. Thank you for your kind words.
What I am interested in, I would like to buy a drone with a pretty decent camera for a Christmas gift for someone who's not really techie all that much, that can learn, you know. I think it'll be fine once I get them over the initial hesitation. But I've never used one or owned one. And we live in a rural area with animals. We have some critters, and I'd just like to be able to check on them in a little bit easier way than just walking over the hills and hollers, as it were, you know. And also to check on our buildings, you know, roofs and things like that. And then just for fun, too, you know. And it doesn't need to be excellent quality, because we won't be selling videos or anything like that.
Well, you still want to be able to see. So,
right.
So who is this for you, or who's this for?
It's for my husband.
Oh, how sweet of you. Okay. And so what makes so how are you going to sell him on the idea of a drone?
Oh, I'm going to say, Merry Christmas. Here's your gift. Open it.
And you can do
actually,
it.
He's actually expressed an interest in it. He said, you know, it would be nice if we had a drone and we could just fly it over and, you know, check on things. And it really would be. But we have a lot of tall trees, too. So I need one that I can manage not to lodge in the trees, in the tree limbs, you know. I don't want to climb up after it.
No, we don't want you to do that either. That's never, it's never a pretty picture. And it always, it doesn't always end well, right? Not.
No, it doesn't.
So the newer drones, good idea. They have obstacle avoidance. Love that.
That's good.
Up to and including that, my husband and I were playing with the drone the other day. And he was making the drone go around the pool and then into the sliding glass door. And he told me, he said, now just stand right there inside the house by the sliding glass door. And I want you to see what happens when I fly the drone towards you. So he goes around the pool, goes, and then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get hit by this drone. It's like, okay, how much is my life insurance policy? So anyway, so he flies the drone. Drone comes right within say 18 to 24 inches from me, and then it just stopped. Just stopped.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing.
And I was like, yes, amazing technology. And they also have this button. So let's say you guys fly this drone, and it's going over the hills and through the mountains and everywhere else, looking at all these animals. And then you're like, dang, honey, do you know where the drone is? And then he says to you, no, sweetie, do you? And then you say, look, there's a big old button here that says return to home. Boom. Hit that button. It'll come right home.
Okay. Good.
So what we're going to do is we're going to get you a DJI drone, and it's a quadcopter. It's very light, has a GPS, decent flight time. None of these drones are very long, but this one's 30 minutes. So we're going to give you a link to this on Amazon, so you can buy it right now, get it in time for Christmas. Okay. Now, when you get done, and if he says, hey, I don't know if I can do this, you tell him that I said he can do this. Okay. Tell him, you know what? Okay. You know what? I said he can. And if he has any questions, if he can do this, Alice, you tell him to call me and I will give him some hints to get started. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm not all that sure I can do it myself. As I said, I've never, you know, played with a drone or never, you know, even seen one close up. So it'll be a learning experience for me, too. So I need one that's pretty user-friendly.
It is. It's very user-friendly. And I'm not going to take that you can't do this. You're not sure if you can do this. You can do this, Alice. You can do this. You're going to be really good at it. I know you will be. So just give it a shot. Hang on the line. We're going to send you a link over to the DJI Mini SE drone that I think you guys are going to love. I'll tell you one thing. It's never a good idea to buy a really expensive drone for a new drone pilot, because otherwise, when he crashes it, you're going to see a drone man cry for sure. Okay, think about this. Your entire life is on your computer, your photos, your work, your passwords. And that's why you should never, and I mean never, click an attachment from an unsolicited email. Now, here's the scoop on malware trends you need to know is that, you know, the scammers used to like to use Windows applications like Excel or Word. Now, according to recent research, 44% of malware attacks use an archive file format now, like ZIP or RAR. These have outpaced anything Windows because, well, a lot of people have gotten savvy that they know that you can encrypt a Word doc or an Excel sheet. So before you click that email attachment, stop and think. Don't click that link, okay? Look at the file type. Even if it looks like it's someone you know, it still might be a no-go, especially if the file type is a ZIP or an RAR file. Now, this is important information, so what I want you to do is also tell your family members and friends the motto, stop and think, don't click that link. Once again, the motto, stop and think, don't click that link. Hey, Stereo, right where you are, we have a very special call with a soldier and his Apple Watch solution that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, I am so excited that you're here because every once in a while, I come across a very interesting story about a person who is doing extraordinary things. And this past week, I became so inspired reading about Robert Geddes. He's a soldier who used tech to deal with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, a mental health condition that's triggered by a terrifying event, either experiencing it or witnessing it. And the symptoms include flashbacks, nightmares, and severe anxiety, as well as uncontrollable thoughts about the event. Hello there, Robert. Welcome. I'm so glad that you're here.
Hello, Kim. First-time caller and first-time listener. Love what you do for your followers.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So tell us where you were stationed. What was going on?
I was deployed in 2003 to 2004 during the ground war when it first initiated in Iraq in Sadr City. And then I was deployed to Afghanistan in 2010 to 2011 in RC East, which is along the Pakistan border.
And what were you doing?
I am a combat arms soldier, so
I see.
Basically the you see first-person shooter games. So that's the closest I could say to it.
I don't want you to relive everything that happened. So when you got back home, how were you?
Initially, when I got back home, like in 2004, I knew before I got home, I knew there was something wrong, something different. And I received phone calls from several of my chain of command, which is, you know, my colonel and my sergeant majors and commanders. And they were like, hey, everybody is getting checked out and getting medication and stuff. You need to go get looked at because you got PTSD. And okay. At the time, that word was new. So it was kind of like cancerous to guys who were like trying to make a career out of the military. And I was one of those guys. Oh. So I was like, okay, I'm not noticing anything. So I'm not going to get checked out. And as time went along throughout the year, a couple of years, I started noticing that, you know, the anxiety, the short-temperedness, the inability to multitask like I used to. And I was a combative sleeper. And then I wasn't a sleeper. And so from 2004 to about 2014.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's a long time.
I didn't really come to, I lied to myself the whole time. I'm like, okay, we can get through this, plug and play. So I actually volunteered to do my last deployment to Afghanistan. I'm like, I got to get back into the plug and play, the anxiety of, you know, it's like, I need to have my self-worth back. I need to get back into the game. Plug and play, let's do this. And when I deployed to Afghanistan, I come to the realization during a confrontation that, hey, there is something wrong. That's not how you react to this situation. And I basically said, I came to acknowledgement, okay, I acknowledge that there's something wrong. I've got PTSD, there's no doubt.
Wow.
So from 2004 to 2014, I used to run, and I would run, you know, 5-10 miles a day to get the endorphins up. That was my drug.
Oh.
To get the endorphins up. So, but my wife and my family knew that there was something different.
Sure. Now, were you taking any medications then?
I honestly did not seek medical assistance until to get medication at all until 2011. It was 2011. I've just got back from Afghanistan, and I'd just shown up to Fort Benning, and I had gone 3 months without sleep.
Oh, 3 months? Oh my gosh, Robert!
3 months without sleep, and I had a thunderstorms were just horrid. They're just horrible. And I used to sleep with my pistol not too far from me. And it was just at the point where it was, you know, I was at the point where I was driving to work and didn't know how I got to work because I had lost that much sleep.
So all this is going on. What happened with the Apple Watch? How did you know about this? How were you put together with this app?
Okay, I started taking all these medications right before I got out of the military. I went and got help, got, you know, Zoloft for PTSD, and then I was put on medication to lower my heart rate. And so when I retired, I was taking 38 pills a day. That was my dietary supplement.
My gosh.
38 pills to include because I have a spine injury, so I was taking narcotics on top of muscle relaxers on top of all this. And I kept looking because I'm like, this can't be healthy for my body. This ain't how I want to be. And I started searching online, and I seen an article in the Army Times that was about this individual who developed, his dad had PTSD real bad, and he developed a app that he was trying, and it was actually helping his dad. And at the bottom, he left his email. And I was like, got it. I don't want to ride this one in. So I emailed him immediately, and I'm like, look, I'm dire straits because at this point sleeping, I have become violent. And, you know, you just, when you wake up and you know, you've, you know, had become a combative sleeper and you have to look at your wife and you just feel like total trash.
So you reached out with the guy who wrote this app that's called Nightwear. And what did he say?
He said, I gotcha. That's what he said. He says, I got you. No problem. We're going to take care of you. And so I went to my psychiatrist and I says, hey, I want to try this app. And this is what really was impressive to me is my psychiatrist at the time goes, hey, it's not a medication. So I'm all for it. If it's going to if it's going to benefit you.
Love that.
So
I love that.
I sent him an app. And within a day I had the system, okay? It was the phone, and it's got the software on it, and then the watch that's paired to the phone.
How does it work? Explain to us how it works.
It's got something to do with, I'm not smart with the algorithm, but it has to the point where when at nighttime when you start, during the times that you have nightmares, when the nightmare starts and your pulse starts to rise, the watch detects what your regular pulse is, and it detects that something different is happening, and it interjects by vibrating, and it takes you out of that nightmare.
Does it wake you up totally or not?
No. You'll sleep and look at your watch in the morning, and it'll say, you know, you slept 8 hours, and you had 23 interruptions that it's taken, that Nightwear took care of. So it's like, wow, it's crazy.
And so did it work with you automatically?
Automatically. First night I ever slept more than 8 hours, woke up and it interjected like 35 times.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't remember a single nightmare.
But
I
slept
for the first time.
Oh my gosh. And so of course that changed your whole disposition during the day too, because you were able to get a good night's rest, right?
Right. You're able to focus. You're able, you know, it's a total difference. And, you know, your mind affects so many things. So it also affects your body and your organs, and everything is affected, your eyesight, everything's affected by how well you're able to get a good night's sleep.
And so then, so you went, so did your, did the number of pills, your medications from 38, did it drop as well?
Yes, it depleted completely. I mean, not all the way down, but I mean, it gotten down to like, you know, 16 now. You know, when I went into my doctor, he was like, what have you been doing that's different? And I'm like, okay, this is what, you know, I've been using nightwear. And he's like, because all your labs are coming back different. Your levels are like back where they're supposed to be. To me, it's a game changer.
You know, I'm so glad that we had a chance to talk. I really am. Because, Robert, I don't know how many people that we're going to help off of this conversation. How much is the app?
I don't know, but I've heard. You know, I have insurance, and my insurance takes care of everything. So I heard it's
nice.
Upwards around, I guess, around $7,000, between $5,000 and $7,000. But when you look at the medication, you know, if you didn't have this device and the counseling you have to go to and all this, I mean, it's, you will save money by getting this device by using your insurance.
Talk a little bit about, for people who don't understand the expression, I've got your six.
Pretty powerful sentence, I got your six. It was nice to know, I mean, it was a life-changing event to know that you can go to bed and not have to fight the demons that you have fought so many times over and over and over. I was on the, you know, a lot of people that I talked to, they're on the edge. I mean, they're literally the stigma where they, you know, the people are committing suicides daily. And that's the only reason why I started speaking out. I don't work for this company, but the way that it helped me, and I got soldiers that are committing suicide, and I'm like, hey, what do you have to lose?
And,
it's not a
right?
medication. It's not going to do anything to your body harmful. And you can still stay in the military. You know, a lot of people are always worried, like I was when PTSD came out. Everybody was worried that, hey, you know, if I say I got PTSD, maybe they'll kick me out of the military. But with this device, you can take it on a deployment with you. You're still able to have a career and provide for your family.
It's phenomenal. It really is. And like you said, it's a life changer. It's a lifesaver. You know, Robert, thank you for your service to our country. And also thank you to your family, because we all know here that when a soldier gets deployed, the whole family goes with, right? And I'm so incredibly proud of you for telling your story. And I know it's hard probably to relive some of these experiences, but just know that, you know, 100% that you have helped others who are listening, and maybe somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody about who has the similar experience, is that, you know, in the time that we just spoke, I assure you that we just helped maybe thousands of people. Robert, once again, thank you for your call. For those of you who are listening, the name of the app is called Nightwear. Nightwear. You can just Google that. It's Nightware. Once again, the name of the app is called Nightwear.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, just a quick reminder that you can not only get the Kim Komando Show as a podcast, but you can also get our Daily Tech Updates as a podcast. And so wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Daily Tech Updates. And it's just two podcasts a day, each one 60 seconds. One is a top tech news story, and the other one is a quick tech tip that you don't want to miss. And so again, that's our Daily Tech Updates. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Komando with a K, of course. All right, back to the phones we go with Ken in South Bend, Indiana. Hi, Ken.
I'm seeking your advice again. You helped me out before, so I appreciate that.
Oh, you're back for, I must have helped, I must have done good that time, huh?
Back for more punishment, yes. No.
Yeah, wonderful.
Quite a bit. I use Gmail for work and personal, but I have a large client base of roughly 1,500 to 2,000 And I'm thinking, should I get a different kind of email program? Because what I'd like to do is put them all in a contact base and then just do, you know, one email blast instead of talking to them all individually.
Yeah. Is that, you know, well, first of all, it's very tedious to do it that way. And then also you have to manage, like, if somebody gets rid of their email address, somebody moves their email address, somebody blocks you, and then you become a known spammer, and then Google's going to shut you down. You see where you're going with all that's like going on and on and on.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to use a program that's made just to do this, just to send out email blasts. And you can import your contact list so you don't have to, type everything two or three times in there. And then also what's nice is that they give you templates. And so if depending upon your message is that it will say, like, put your headline here, your logo goes here, and then you can also segment different lists. So if you want to say, I only want to send it to these people in the first quarter, these people in the second quarter, it does make life a lot easier that way. And then after you send out your email, you get reports back that says, these are the people who opened it. These are the people who ignored it. These are the people who blocked it, whatever it may be. Kind of gives you an idea from where your business is going as well. And then on your website or on your email going out, anything going out with correspondence with your business, I want you to say, like, make sure that you subscribe for our free email newsletter. Now, so what program will enable you to do all this? There's two. One is called Constant Contact. The other one is called MailChimp. I've used both. Both of them are really similar in how easy they are to use and import. The thing about MailChimp, it's owned by Intuit, and it has a free program that gives you up to 2,500 emails a month. And so Constant Contact is a little bit lower than that. So if you're looking to try it out, either try out MailChimp or Constant Contact. But whatever we do, Ken, we are not going to let you become a spammer ever, ever, ever. No way. Ken, thank you so much for your call today. You know, using a service like MailChimp or Constant Contact just makes life so much easier, and you're not going to be put on some spammers list. But the thing that I really love about using it, because I do all of my sister's direct mail campaigns for her school, the Davidson Learning Center. You can learn more about her school, by the way, at davidsonlearningcenter.com, is that it gives the ability to see exactly what it's going to look like, whether somebody's going to open it up on their iPhone, Android, or on their desktop or on a tablet. And so this way, you're always sure that your message is clear and you're not going to be put on some spammers list. All right. It's the time of the year where the scammers are also spreading their cheer. Well, maybe not so much cheer. So I want you to be really careful. So if you get a text or an email about a delivery, that's your first red flag. Package scams always start this way. You're going to get a tracking link with an urgent request or a shipping update. Well, whatever you do, don't click it. These are naughty elves, and they are pretending to be somebody else so that this way they can get your personal information. Now, here's another one. Did you pay that online retailer with a debit card or a wire transfer? If so, you're not going to get your money back if you don't get your package. You always want to use your credit cards. Now, even though the online con artists are the most active this time of year, I just want you to be alert because we're all in a hurry. And when we're in a hurry, that's when we make the most mistakes. So just slow down and remember my phrase, stop and think, don't click that link. And be sure to tell 3 family members and friends about the Kim Komando Show. You can learn more at our website at komando.com. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And we're brought to you worldwide on the Westar Multimedia Network.